The International Human Rights Organization, Equipo News Corps, has recently disclosed, for the first time, the relevant information and documents of the Kaczynski case. This case was submitted to the National Court in Madrid within the existing proceedings against various members of the German SS Totenkopf. The development of this case, and the proceedings as a whole, are an example of the problem of impunity in Spain, and they should be analyzed within the framework of the existing model of impunity and not as a matter of universal justice. On the 15th of March, 2014, the Organic Law 1 from 2014 concerning universal justice entered into force, amending Organic Law 6 of 1985 of the judicial power. The new wording of Article 23.4 of the Organic Law of the Judicial Power in relation to crimes against humanity, genocide, and war crimes is as follows. Likewise, the Spanish courts will be competent to hear cases where the acts are committed by Spanish nationals or foreign nationals outside national territory if, according to Spanish law, they are capable of being characterized as one of the following crimes and when they comply with the following specified conditions. Genocide, crimes against humanity or against persons or protected property in the event of an armed conflict, provided always that the proceedings are brought against a Spanish citizen or a foreign citizen who is habitually resident in Spain, or a foreigner who is found in Spain and whose extradition has been denied by Spanish authorities. The sole transitory provision of this law provides those cases which are pending at the moment that this law comes into force for the crimes to which this law refers shall be discontinued until they can be shown to have complied with the provisions of the same. Equipo News Corps has reason to believe that the real motive underlying this recent amendment to the Organic Law of the Judicial Power, which limits the jurisdiction of the Spanish courts and effectively closes several cases, is the opposition to the proceedings against several armed SS guards, known as the Mauthausen case. This is the only case which was procedurally able to proceed to trial and judgment, and the fact that this has not happened to date is the result of a deliberate decision by the prosecutor's office of the National Court and the judge in the case. As of a year ago, the necessary procedural requirements had been met to ensure that one of the accused was brought onto Spanish territory and was made available to Spanish justice. As is well known, there is no system of trial in contempt or in absentia in Spain, and therefore it is only possible to bring a case to trial if the accused is available to the Spanish judicial authorities. Theodore Kaczynski lives in the United States. His U.S. citizenship was revoked following denaturalization proceedings based on his past as a Nazi and his participation in the persecution carried out by the German National Socialist Government against prisoners because of race, religion, national origin, or political opinion during the period in which he served as an armed concentration camp guard in the Second World War. Among other places, he served as an SS Totenkopf guard at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp, located in the outskirts of the city of Oranienburg, about 29 kilometers to the north of Berlin. In this camp, hundreds of Spanish nationals were imprisoned, including Francisco Largo Caballero, the historic leader of the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party and the General Workers' Union. In 1936 and 1937, Caballero served as the Prime Minister of the Second Spanish Republic during the Spanish Civil War. The accusing parties in the proceedings, represented by Equipo News Corps, sought to widen the case with respect to Theodore Kaczynski by means of a submission filed on November 16, 2011 in the National Court, on the basis of the violation of the laws and customs of war, in effect as of the date of the acts, and for systematic acts of murder, persecution on political grounds, slavery, illegal imprisonment, torture, and other inhuman acts committed against Spanish nationals, both as members of the civilian populations and as prisoners of war, all of which amounts to crimes against humanity. The head of Central Court No. 2 of the National Court, Judge Ismael Moreno, issued preliminary charges against this defendant on December 7, 2011, and also issued a letter rogatory to the United States so that the U.S. authorities could certify as to the evidentiary documents submitted against the defendant. On the 11th of September, 2012, some days after the U.S. authorities had, after several months, responded to the court confirming the validity of the evidentiary documents, The accusing parties, represented by Ekipo Nizcor, sought the indictment of the defendant and the issue of an international arrest warrant against him. On November 20th, 2012, the parties represented by Ekipo Nizcor submitted a request to the presiding judge of Court Number 2 that he ordered the Spanish General Directorate of Consular Affairs to issue travel documents in the name of the accused, given that he is no longer a citizen of the United States, his whereabouts in that country are known, and he is subject to removal proceedings. Proceedings which consist of simply handing over the accused and not of an extradition process. On the 26th of February, 2013, Judge Ishmael Moreno issued an order to indict Theodore Shezinski, but instead of ordering an international arrest warrant as he had done in respect of other defendants in the same case, he ordered the communication to the headquarters of the Spanish police and the civil guard that they proceed to carry out the search and capture of the accused, his detention at the disposition of this court, and the issue of the corresponding summonses, notwithstanding that it is clear from the proceedings that the accused is located in the United States and has been the subject of a removal order by the judicial authorities of that country and could be removed to Spain. The significance of this is that, at least from the date of the order of indictment against Theodore Shezinski, the said court could have obtained the handover of the accused to the Spanish authorities by simply ordering the General Directorate of Consular Affairs to issue a valid travel document. And there is no doubt of this, given the existence of a written communication of March 2013, whereby the U.S. Embassy in Spain confirmed to the court that upon receipt by the U.S. authorities of the corresponding travel document, the accused can be removed to Spain. Once the travel documents had been issued, the handover of the accused could have occurred within approximately 2 months. Since then, both the Prosecutor's Office of the National Court and the court have resorted to all sorts of procedural delaying tactics, and this is particularly grave in light of the advanced age of the victims, the family members, and, of course, the accused himself. Not only this case concerns Spanish victims, it is also related to Spain's history, the alliance of Spain with the Axis powers during the Second World War, and the extermination of Spanish nationals, particularly in the camp of Mauthausen. A particularly cruel aggravating factor related to the closing of this case, required by Law 1 of 2014, is that given the age of the victims and the perpetrators, the law effectively closes the door to any possibility of historic justice in Spain for these crimes. On April 14, 2014, coinciding with the anniversary of the proclamation of the Second Republic in Spain, 1931, Judge Ishmael Moreno issued a ruling closing the case and transferring the case record to the Criminal Chamber of the National Court for it to determine whether the present proceedings comply with the new provisions of the organic law of the judicial power. In any event, the plaintiffs will make all necessary appeals and seek all possible remedies, including possibly before the Constitutional Court. It is an act of disrespect for the victims of Francoism. These actions, in an essentially definitive and manifestly inequitable way, foreclose any legal accountability for the crimes committed against the Spanish deportees, mostly Republicans, during the Second World War. Ekipo Nizcor considers that together with the amnesty law, the law of memory, and the doctrinal argument of impunity existing at all levels of the judicial hierarchy and within almost all the political parties, any opportunity for justice is now closed. It matters not that international agreements and applicable international criminal law prevail over the Constitution. The fact that the Constitution guarantees the right to effective legal protection matters not. Over and above this falsely protective discourse is the defense of the Francoist regime and its leaders, and, naturally, of its National Socialist allies. This is the further perfection of what is now known as the Spanish model of impunity. It is worth noting that the Mauthausen case is based on the Spanish nationality of the victims, and that is not a question of universal justice, but of effective judicial protection. In other words, the right of access to justice into the protection of the judges in the courts, which every citizen is meant to have, as is provided for under Article 24 of the Constitution currently in effect. It is precisely the right to effective judicial protection which this law, submitted and diligently processed by Parliament, by the government of the ruling Popular Party, has just ended. and not universal jurisdiction, which ceased to exist for the Spanish courts following the reform of the organic law of the judicial power, carried out by the preceding government of Rodriguez Zapatero in 2009. The majority of the cases that will now be closed, about 12 according to media information, are based on the Spanish nationality of the victims, and not on universal jurisdiction. But the only case that was at the point where it could proceed to trial was that of the Republican victims of the National Socialist extermination camps of Mauthausen, Sachsenhausen, and Flossenbürg. These proceedings were triggered back in 2008, when the 19th of June that year, a criminal lawsuit was presented in the National Court of Madrid on behalf of several survivors and families of Spanish victims of the National Socialist regime. This case represents, in particular, the Spanish victims of the concentration camps of Mauthausen, Sachsenhausen, and Flossenbürg. After more than 60 years, these individuals came before the Spanish justice system for the first time, a system which has not hitherto acknowledged them as victims. In fact, as the Spanish state has never actually recognized its collaboration with the National Socialist regime of the Third Reich, no representative of the Spanish state has apologized to the victims. The complaint alleges that acts constituting crimes against humanity were committed against Spanish nationals and the nationals of other countries in the National Socialist camps of Mauthausen, Sachsenhausen, and Flossenbürg, and sought the indictment and handover of Johann Leprich, Anton Titjung, Josias Kumpf, and John Demjanjuk, all of whom were members of the criminal organization of the SS Totenkopf, to be tried by the Spanish courts. All four defendants had their naturalization certificates revoked by the competent U.S. courts on the grounds that they had obtained their citizenship illegally by concealing their participation in the persecution of persons because of race, religion, national origin, or political opinion, under the direction of or in association with the Nazi government of Germany. Hence, all of them were subjected to removal proceedings within the U.S. as provided for under the Immigration and Nationality Act. On the 9th of June, 2008, the Public Prosecutor's Office of the National Court issued a report supporting the admission of the case and determining that the court had jurisdiction over it. The case was then admitted to the Central Investigative Court No. 2 of the National Court on July 17, 2008. On March 30, 2009, Judge Ismael Moreno, head of this court, took the testimony of two Spanish survivors of the extermination camp of Mauthausen. This was the first time in over 60 years that Spanish victims of National Socialism testified in Spanish jurisdiction. On September 17, 2009, the court issued a ruling bringing formal charges against Johann Leprich, Anton Titjung, and Josias Kumpf for complicity in crimes against humanity and also genocide. In the same decision, the court ordered the issuance of an international arrest warrant through the Commissioner of Police of the National Central Bureau of Interpol to effect the arrest of the defendants located in the United States, Johann Leprich and Anton Titjung. The decision also ordered the issuance of the corresponding European arrest warrant to arrest the defendant located in Austria, Josias Kumpf, who was deported there by the United States on March 19, 2009. Austria accepted this removal as a consequence of the proceedings in Spain. Josias Kumpf is presumed dead as of October 15, 2009, at the Hospital of Wilhelminen in Vienna. Regarding Johann Leprich and Anton Titjung, their respective medical reports have not allowed their removal to Spain. On January 7, 2011, the court issued a ruling ordering that formal charges be brought against John Demjanjuk and that he be handed over to the Spanish authorities, since, in light of the proceedings, it can be asserted that during the Second World War, John Demjanjuk was a member of the Totenkopf SS and served as an armed guard in places dedicated to the persecution of persons on political, ethnic, and racial grounds, inter alia, namely the concentration camp Flossenbürg, Germany. Regarding this defendant, John Demjanjuk, on June 19, 2008, the same day that Equipo Nizcor filed the initial lawsuit in Madrid, the German authorities announced their interest in seeking the handover of Demjanjuk from the United States. John Demjanjuk arrived at Munich Airport on May 12, 2009, after having been deported from the United States. The prosecutor's office in Munich brought formal charges against Demjanjuk and issued the corresponding arrest warrant in March 2009 for complicity in the assassination of approximately 28,000 Jews in Sobibor concentration camp located in occupied Poland. In parallel, the proceedings against John Demjanjuk in Madrid continued to take their course. The Munich prosecutor's office response to a letter rogatory that the Spanish court addressed to the German authorities made it clear that the facts for which Demjanjuk was being tried in Germany were different from the facts under investigation in Spain. John Demjanjuk was convicted in May 2011 to 5 years of imprisonment in the Federal Republic of Germany for his collaboration in the murder of 28,000 prisoners as an armed guard of the SS Totenkopf in the Sobibor extermination camp. On May 13, 2011, Demjanjuk left the Stadelheim prison in Germany and was set free awaiting the outcome of his appeal. He died at a nursing home in Germany on March 17, 2012. If the ordinary procedural path had been followed, John Demjanjuk should have been handed over to the Spanish authorities for trial right after his conviction in Germany. However, between the date of his conviction and the date of his death, mainly between June and November 2011, a very efficient synchronization between the Spanish and German authorities took place in order to prevent the defendant's surrender to Spain. To this end, both authorities resorted to deceitful procedural tactics. John Demjanjuk was never notified of the European arrest warrant issued by Spain. After his death, on April 20, 2012, the Interpol service sent a telefax to the court in Madrid, stating that, regarding the European arrest warrant, we hereby inform you that after review of the documents available in this service, no such warrant has been received, therefore it cannot have been transmitted. The essential point that should be remembered in this procedural saga is that as soon as legal action for crimes against humanity was brought in Madrid, the German prosecutor's office announced that it was willing to request the American authorities hand over Demjanjuk for offenses of complicity in murder as a common crime, which is a criminal offense that in Germany is not subject to any statute of limitations. What was really at stake here is the application of international criminal law and the criminal characterization of crimes against humanity by ordinary courts in European countries. The proceedings in Spain have been, and continue to be, silenced precisely because of the fact that they are based on crimes against humanity and not mere common crimes. In fact, the criminal characterization of crimes against humanity was conceived to make it possible to determine individual criminal responsibility of those who participated in the preparation and execution of a preconceived plan for committing serious, systematic, and/or large-scale crimes. In November 2011, when the proceedings were about to be closed in Spain, because of the outcome with respect to the initial four defendants, the plaintiffs represented by Equipo Nizcor filed for an extension of the initial lawsuit, this time to include Theodor Szyszynski, and this, following the amendment of the jurisdictional regime under the organic law of the judiciary, resulted in the mentioned outcome. You have just listened to a communique released by Equipo Nizcor on April 23, 2014. For further information on the SS Totenkopf case in Spain, including all relevant documents, you can visit Equipo Nizcor's related webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Nizcor with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University Washington College of Law, and edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium in April 2014.